we are at the What's Up Fool podcast. We got Rodrigo Torres right here in the house.
Yeah, man.
I am your host, Felipe Esparza. We will be having Tropa Magica coming in soon. And I think they're just getting here. I could hear them walking in. All right.
On the way from Fresno.
There you go.
What up?
What's up, fool? That was not Felipe right there. You can sit right there, not Felipe. Or your brother can sit there.
Yeah.
Whoever. What's up, fool? What's up, Rodrigo Torres right here, the married man. You're married, right?
Yeah,
man. Bro, what's that like? Well, I'll tell you what, man. For me, it's great. But you live in two homes, right?
Yeah.
You got the fucking, you got the house. You got your house. You got her house. Los huéspedes. You know, her parents homeowners?
Yeah.
Fuck, you're saying over there, it's a waiting game now, eh? Who's going to get the house? It's good to be a homeowner, man. I never owned a house when I was little. I didn't even, a lot of people growing up, we just owned apartments. We didn't own apartments, we lived in apartments. And then we lived in studios. When we first came to America, we used to live in a studio by Sheridan Elementary, right across the street from the 5 freeway, like on Wabash. Like, I went to Sheridan Elementary, bro. I don't remember how little I was, but I know that we lived in one room. We had one room only, one big room and a kitchen and a bathroom. And it was my mom, my dad, my brother Fernando, my brother Angel, and we used to live together, bro, the three of us, and my mom and dad in the same room we used to sleep. I forgot. That was a long time ago, man, but I remember now that it was a little. And my dad would kick us, you know, when he was sleeping. And I guess my mom and dad would have, I don't know when my mom and dad have time to have sex. Because then my little sister showed up, bro. We had to fucking get the fuck out of there. They told us too many kids.
Damn, that would have been six by that time?
So it would have been six people living in a studio. But right now it was just five. But we were little, dog. I remember tiny. My little brother and I were playing with one of those old school. Before we go, we got Tropa Magica right here waiting for the hell brothers, yeah. Taking a dump of the millennium.
He's LA's finest.
Hey, but it is true. Once you grow up, you do wonder, like, fuck, when did they have time?
When did they have time? Yeah,
like, to sneak them in there. When you guys were asleep.
Are you guys a big family or just you and your brother? What's your brother's name?
David.
David.
Larry Pacheco. He'll be with us
the
shortly.
Pacheco brothers. You ever thought about calling your band the Pachecos?
You know what? We might actually. Well, we are trying to rename that little corrido thing we had.
I like Tropa Magica.
Uh-huh.
People, I have the t-shirt. I grew out of it. And my son wears it now. On the way over here, I was listening to your. We were playing your song to somebody. I forgot where at. Oh, we were having a meeting, you know, because I'm doing a new special. So we're at the meeting. You know how motherfuckers be saying, "Yeah, I heard of it," but then they lie, bro. They never heard of it. So I had to play it, bro. And I played your song, your brother, which you hear, your brother's song in a meeting, dog. You know, I said, this is the kind of shit I like, you know? And then there was that song.
Alice Di Roma?
And then I said, and it goes, wow, they have a, when the widows come in, they think to capture every sound, you know?
Every element.
And I said, I had to help them, bro. Come on, bro. You don't see all the influences here? You don't see, fuck, you don't hear Leonard Cohen right there? You don't see Leonard Cohen, cabrón? And then, oh, yeah, I love Leonard Cohen, yeah. I went to his concert.
I was there.
Because he died 2 years ago. Let me know when. What's up, fool? We got the man, the myth, the legend right here, man.
The sheriff.
The sheriff.
The Leonard Cohen fan himself.
The sheriff of Broward County, bro.
What's up, man?
So, yeah, bro, well, I was at a meeting last week. And I met a director, the person that we were like, interviewing people to direct a special, and he said, so we played their song. We want to use their song,
uh-huh.
One of their songs. We heard this title, bro. Throw a little mezcalito rapping there and shit. You know mezcalito?
Yeah, the homie from Boy.
Have you guys played together?
Kind of. I think he showed up to was that him who showed up?
Yeah,
he showed up to an eclectic.
There's a big collaboration, a rap group, but it's the main ones are Mad Max, Zize, and then his lady. And then Mezcalito, they're the east side of the river.
Yeah, east side of the river.
Network.
Well, you guys just came back from doing my birthday party last year.
That's how we've seen you.
We stood to the end, dog.
You know, que sacó la carne.
See, man, I was going to say this before my niece comes in, but you know what would have made the night better after everybody left? If we would have did mushroom tropa magica, bro.
We got some.
And then the professor right here would have given her a little lesson or anything. You got some right now?
Yeah.
Can I get some to go on the way out before my niece gets here?
Yeah, I think we can make that
happen. Because I got a free weekend this weekend.
Hit us up.
What's up, man? I'm so glad you guys are here. The Pacheco brothers right here.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
You got Rodrigo Torres right
What's
here.
What's happening, guys?
How you guys doing? All the way from Pod Stars. Yep. Can we see the chat room right here on there? Come on YouTube.
This is connected to that. Okay.
Yeah, go to YouTube, ATC, I think, maybe. Yeah? Yeah, that's already logged in. And then you go to the What's Up Food Live. Right here, live now. Click on that. And then make it big, homie, and everybody. 42 people are watching, so that's what's up. And we already have a commercial playing, so shout out to All Things Comedy. There we go, so just leave it right there. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. You're going to start talking shit now. So look, you can make it a little smaller. You can tell all your fans to go. I already mentioned it, so look at. Pues que onda, way people are chatting live, dog. Pinche palsa loca over there, bro.
Estamos,
you know. Kibble.
What's up, fool?
All right. Just letting so people mad. Know. Letting people know it's
what's up,
last week, where we were last week?
We were in Albuquerque the week before and then Lincoln, California this week.
Where you guys were last week?
Last week?
Yeah, Santa Cruz.
Fresno, no?
No, that was this week.
You were in Santa Cruz in Yosemite?
We were in the mountains over there in Camp Cran. That's where we got the mushrooms, and then that's
Camp Cran. Where's that at, bro?
By the university, by UC something.
Chico or Mendocino?
UC Santa Cruz. No, it's like about like 30 minutes from there.
And that area was beautiful, huh, bro?
Yeah, man, it was cool.
Shout out to Lisa Esparza, who's gonna sit by the bar.
What's up?
Happening?
What's up?
Let me make some drinks.
Let me
get. We got my niece Madison O'Daniel.
Let me get the link.
All the way from Dayton, Ohio.
All her information.
Okay, never mind. She's not from there. She's from the tough town of Youngstown.
Are they going? What is it? ATC, right?
ATC. Yeah.
Is this something you guys brought?
Yeah.
Wow. You want one?
Yeah, I want.
Yeah, have one.
Thank you.
Madison, you want water?
Like that. No,
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm straight, bro.
He don't drink Jameson, bro. He likes the real. Real hardcore.
I just had a hit outside. I'm good.
You had a hit?
Yeah.
That's funny you say that, bro. Well, you said you just had a hit.
A little hit.
Because I've been listening to the Charles Bukowski, bro. And every time he takes a shot of whiskey, he never says shot, bro.
A hit?
Only the phony motherfuckers say shots, I guess. He said, no, I took a hit of his whiskey.
Because it hits you, dog. That's why.
I never got that, bro.
One's good.
The shot?
I'm doing it right, dude.
Awesome. So your brother right here, bro.
Right here, the network.
Just we went up. Some of the peluca was going out right here, bro.
Dude, they got big, huh, since the last time we were here?
I feel very tall.
Hell yeah, bro. You look like an Armenian pimp, bro.
That fool Wonderland, what? Huh? The dealer.
To me?
Yeah, babe. Actually, the professor did it for us right now.
So that's
gonna.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bro, let me hook you up. Are you all right? Should we get you?
Should we press that through the bottom? Does it have battery on there?
I think it'll be okay for a little while.
You got it.
Let's leave it.
What's up, Foo Podcast?
What's up, dog?
We're starting all over like we started.
No, keep
going.
We're
going to keep going, man.
Tropa Magia.
We're talking about, they just got back from Camp Kern, right?
Mm-hmm. No, this weekend we were in Santa Cruz, or San Jose, and in Fresno. We were over there, Fresias, as you like to say.
Oh.
Lisa, we're here looking all symmetrical.
I just saw that. What does symmetrical mean?
I don't know, man. It's full on to shapes. He's trying to impress the professor over here. Right? So what did you teach, bro? I'm going to say that because when we were going live, a lot of your old students, bro, were chatting, and they recognized you. They were happy.
Yeah, Mr. Pacheco, that's what they were calling me. Or some of them would call me Mr. Paychecks.
I like that one.
Yeah. Or just Mister.
They'd be like, Mister, let's kick it. You know, Let's not do any homework.
Chill, mister. Let's have a chill day.
So we watched. What did you teach?
That's so funny. Oh, go ahead.
Well, when students showed up, I would teach English, 9th to 12th grade level. So we would, you know, do the classics. And it was a good time. I haven't done that job in almost 2 years now. Just been doing music.
When you were teaching, did they give you a curriculum to follow that they gave all the teachers, or you follow your own thing?
No, I made my own. So I.
But you have to, or you have a choice?
There was a certain like amount
you have
of
to
like,
hit certain topics, right?
Yeah, there's certain topics, certain books that you had to pick from. But ultimately, I get to create the curriculum and the lesson plans and stuff.
And you, Rodrigo, when you were like you had to use whatever they gave you, or
yeah, that's it. Just plug it in. They're trying to change the mold.
Because were you a regular teacher too, though, for a while?
I was a substitute teacher.
Oh, CBS. Was it hard?
What do you think that like now, Rodrigo, for substitute teachers? Is it more work or less?
You don't do shit. You just sit there. You're just basically babysitting. You just like, they leave you a lesson plan. Here you go. Have these people do this worksheet.
Do you think there's more?
Watch a movie.
Do you know the more work for the substitute teacher now?
Yeah, man. There's a lot of work.
Do they have to come in during the strike, a huevo, or
if you, it's at will if you want to work. You're going to be like, fuck that. I don't work today. I'm going to
dig. But you have to obey the union rules. Or you're not part of the union.
You're not even part of the union. You're part of the state.
You're a freelancer
union.
Then.
Yeah. Can you improvise? Can you just like do whatever you want? Yeah.
Because
I remember there was one substitute teacher we had.
A long term?
No. She just showed up one day, decided to show us UFO controversies.
Those are the bad teachers, bro.
This was in fifth grade.
You think, huh?
This was in fifth grade. We were all like, oh my gosh, she was so cool. And we told the teacher about it the next Monday. Turns out we ratted her out. She wasn't supposed to do that. But she got fired. But she was tight. I like that.
One substitute teacher told us that, he told us that, he told us our worth to the state and to the city, bro, by being in class every day. Oh. And how much money everybody got. And that shit affected me, bro.
How much did he get?
I have no idea. He said everybody worth $30,000.
A year?
A kid. Because a kid is getting fed. He's being housed, you know, because the school is a house. And he's being taught. And he's being, protected. And all that as to money, you know, that comes in from the state to the city to the school. And the teacher told him, broke it down. And then he told him, well, every time you're out of school, you're losing. The school is not getting that money.
It's an industry.
You know, but at the end, you know, if you go to school, this is how much you'll make.
That's why they push for perfect attendance.
Yeah. So, man, two weeks later, we did one of our tests, you know, the ones where they want to prove what you learned. I didn't even open my book, bro. I fucking, that was my first lotto ticket, dog. I just picked whatever answers there.
Do patterns.
I did, man. Little snakes.
You ever put AC/DC?
That takes a lot of work to make it perfect.
Take more work to actually doing the test.
Yeah.
No, like I would actually fill out AC/DC.
Oh, you mean on the letters?
Yeah,
all the way down. I thought you meant like making the pattern AC/DC.
No. I never got that creative. But yeah, now I think they have cops to do that.
Freelancer Massa.
Because I remember I got caught for ditching once, and they took me to this like it was kind of like a little jail cell, but like a detention center at another school. And on my way there, I just remember, like, Nirvana, Come As You Are came out. And I was like, well, at least I'm getting, you know, arrested to this. But I was handcuffed. So it's getting heavy. It's getting heavy.
That sucks,
high school
dude.
Police. So anyways, but if you're ditching, I guess it's protesting.
I went to Universal Studios this week.
Hell yeah, how's that shit?
Fucking badass, bro. This time I went all out, bro.
What'd you do?
I got the fucking Express Line Pass, dog.
Sick.
Every time,
the line said 55 minutes, I was there in 10.
Less than 5 minutes in every line.
I was too fat for Harry Potter ride again.
That's us.
This is the funniest part, bro. They have testers now. You don't have to stand in line like an idiot.
Outside they have them now. Before you even get in the cave.
So if you put it on, and if the light goes green, you get on the ride.
Oh,
if it don't turn on, you get off, bro. They tell you to go wait for your family by the gift shop.
That little hook comes out.
Bro. So I tried it right. No. And then I thought he was going to tell me there's a bigger ride or something. But now
you go the one down the hill or something? Like, yeah. You go down to that one.
So I went over there and some other ride. And there was like a tester. There was like a roller coaster ride for the other ride. And that, it was a tester. And I saw this lady with her baby. And they go, ¿Lo puedo probar? I'm going to test it out. For three, pues. So I tried it out green. I said, yes. Then I told her that I was too, I was like too, I didn't fit in the other ride. She said, pues yo tampoco por el pecho.
Did she have a big chest? Oh, my God.
She was a big lady, too, though, man. And that was like two people that got turned down. Like.
Hey, that fat pass, that fast pass, you get it for the whole year or just for that day?
Got it for that day because we weren't.
Cool, dog.
Well, how much is it?
Well, it was like 65 extra.
Fuck
it. It was so worth it.
It was so worth it. I'd pay it again. But we didn't.
I sat in those lines.
Oh, bro.
I didn't want to buy the whole season because
the tour line was long, dog.
Everybody out of towners.
So fast.
Or better yet, bro, next time we'll just say, I want to do the Spanish one and a fucking smaller line or the Japanese one.
It's true. Does Jimmy Fallon speak Spanish on the other one?
Buenos dias.
I think it's Platanito.
I got somebody else.
Ay, güey. Boy, el turista del Universal Studios, güey. Aquí está el King Kong, güey.
La madre.
It was badass, dude. You know, you go in there. You been to Universal Studios? It's not King Kong, bro. Fucking up on fucking dinosaurs.
Last time I got to go there was because my girlfriend's working for this company, so they had a company party, and they invited us there. She got a plus one. No, she didn't. Anyways, I was in, but I made it in. Everything was free. All the beer, all the alcohol, everything, man. I took a fat edible. So I just remember on that Harry Potter ride, everything kicked in afterwards.
You fit, dog?
They weren't doing that thing yet.
You fit the first time, but I don't think you've gotten bigger since we went that first time.
Why don't you tell me you want to try another one and make that one go forward? Fuck that.
Make what go
it's gonna
forward.
Be off. Like, do they have a tester? It's not like that. For you can't
there's
get on the first one or the second
there's
one.
There's a tester there with a fat dude there that can't get on either. That works there. Everybody was being a jerk, bro. Like trying to be Southwest funny, but
yeah,
not funny.
Everybody thought they were funny yesterday.
Shit, just like on that flight, everybody was a comedian on that flight.
Yeah, boy, elbow, bro.
I wanted to punch that one guy because we said, which way do we go for the express? Because he checked our things and he goes, which way is open?
Oh, my God.
I
really?
Said, no.
What do you get paid
I said,
to do,
no,
though?
Which way do we go? He said, well, which you way is open?
Job.
I was like, man, not want to have this conversation right now. We're in a hurry.
What's up, food? Tropa Magica right here. We got Pacheco Brother. We got Latina Miss Doubtfire chilling right here.
Doubtfire.
The sweater. The sheriff of fucking Royal Heights.
It's Profesor Escalantes. Negative.
Have you guys been touring a lot since we last spoke to you?
Yeah, man, we did our first U.S. tour last year.
Shh, fuck yeah, man. Airbnb in it and shit.
Nah, man, couching it. Couching it.
Couching
in the van sometimes. Yeah, it's good, I mean.
But you got a new van, bro.
Yeah, I fell asleep and it was really cold for one night and woke up the next morning next to the heater.
You guys drive a lot?
Yeah, a lot of driving.
You guys drive to all your gigs or fly?
Drive, huh? We can't.
What's
the farthest gig you had on your tour?
I mean, we went all the way to New York. We did Chicago.
You drove to New York?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Did you have gigs along the way?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's like, it's a
rally.
So
you made it all the way down.
It's like nonstop shows every day. So we're just like every day driving to New
York. You were the two other guys or just the other guy?
Two other guys. We had a keyboard player and then
we can't afford anyone for right now.
You guys take turns driving?
Yeah, because when we play in L.A., we'll have like six people. We have the violin player,
the furthest we went, though, was Canada, but I couldn't go because over there I'm a felon.
I thought you were Felipe
Suarez. This one said, can't say what's for.
even very minor things down here.
You have a felony in Canada or in LA?
In here. It just doesn't sound
as cool.
It
shows up, huh?
But don't you have to pay, though?
No. Over here, it's a misdemeanor. Yeah. Over there, it's a felony.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Canada's the only country that shares our database, our criminal database, our fingerprints.
Haters.
Yeah. Well, with dirty ass shoes over there, huh? Judging people.
But what we did, though, since I couldn't make
it. You had to fill out that application, though. Like,
but
like
it's expensive.
Temporary permit and something?
Yes. Yeah, but it doesn't even. Then they still deny it, but then he can still go.
I would live one time.
To tax you, though, right?
No. Well, I mean, they always tax you
I went
once you get
four
paid.
Four times, bro. The first time, nothing happened, right? I went with a Montreal Comedy Festival. The second time, I went with to tour Russell Peters, I guess. And then the third
time. That was a little challenging.
I went to do a show at a place called the Underground Cafe.
Everybody lit up?
Everybody lit up there, man. It was like a Puff Mama. The owner was called Puff Mama.
Puff Mama.
I don't think she's doing shows anymore. But that, because when you went with Russell, you didn't have to fill out that paper. it was just you went and you got detained a little bit till they cleared everything because it takes a long time.
Yeah, I was held there, bro.
They thought you. They hold him every time.
Scared, dog.
That happened to us.
Yeah, they hold him every time because he's got this old stuff. They check his tattoos, all this stuff. And then they hold him because he's got something on his record. But it's
minor.
I was already
planning on my prison escape, bro.
I was paranoid
already, bro. I was already like, everything was kicking in when I was in. So they put me out and I missed my flight. They detained me for 3 hours. And I was there with a bunch of European, Eastern European, Russian white dudes and Eastern European, European looking dudes. And I was, and then like three guys that looked like me and you. And then like two Indian guys. And I said, okay, man, I guess what we gotta do first, get all these brown guys together and beat up the first lonely Eastern European guy that gets off the herd. Anybody that strays off from there and comes to our hood, we gotta beat his ass. And then we just start beating everybody that leaves the herd alone, like we're gonna be like hyenas in there. Anybody that walks alone, we're gonna beat them up. And not together with a group, to let them know that we're the group. And I was just
what's the reason in your head that you guys need to band together and escape?
Because I feel like not escape, but to protect
survival.
To protect ourselves.
Think something's gonna go down?
To protect ourselves from those big dudes that were there. And then but we get them by ourselves, bro. We fucking eat them alive. And then I said, okay, once we get out of there, we're gonna go to another jail that's gonna be more serious than this one. But by that time we'll have a reputation. Not to fuck with these six brown motherfuckers, right?
Yeah, but there's a stereotype that they're nicer too.
But then when we get over there, but that's right. But we're gonna take that's the advantage we have. We're not nice.
We ain't no teddy bears, dog.
It's like, bro, we're coming in with Chicano moves, bro. And once you mention we live in the same place, they feel blowing blood out. We get mad love already, dog.
Give me the place.
Man. Look at you, bro. They gave you a fucking badge of Santa Cruz for being hard.
Sheriff in town. Psychedelic sheriff.
So then I was thinking, hey, once we get to the big shot, to the big state, I was thinking, fuck, okay. We start getting the weakest fool around us, bro, and saddle him, bro. I had it all planned out, though.
Fucking Sparta over here.
But then they let me out in 3 hours, and those Eastern European guys were still there, bro.
Fucking Shawshank Redemption over there.
There was who's crying, bro.
Crying in detention?
Because they couldn't get in because they wanted to go in. They wanted to get into Canada. And they have all their college dudes them with expired visa, or they don't have the proper paperwork.
That sucks.
They have a test.
That's even worse.
We fucked up because like we got the wrong directions and we drove in through the backside through where like the immigration officers park it.
It's for Windsor.
And they were like, they were confused. Look, they were like, "How'd you guys get in here?" And we're like, "Google Maps." And they were like, "No, you're supposed to like have like a paper." And then they made us like go into like this little waiting cell. Dude, it was insane. We got into Canada, didn't know we were in Canada, and then we were like in Canada for 1 second, and then we got stopped. They were like, no.
Yeah, there was somebody else who got in trouble and crossed the border, and she didn't even know. She was running. She was jogging.
Man.
And there's a section where there's no border, there's no guards, nothing, she went over there and got in trouble.
This idiot Uber driver.
In Detroit, bro?
He took us to the fucking,
to Canada.
To the fucking, what they call it when you're not dead? They
took
it to the purgatory border. It's called the purgatory border because we're not in Canada, but we're also not in the United States. We're in between. We're not going to
port or
no man's land.
We're not going. This guy went into a gas station, and it was the wrong way. And that there's no other way to get out of there but crossing the bridge to get into Canada,
or fucking do the reverse thing of calling like the state or whatever.
But he didn't know what to do, dog.
Horrible, dog. 2 hours, huh?
An
hour and a half?
We were there 2 hours.
5 minutes.
And then a guy came in from America. Oh, we couldn't buy nothing.
Yeah, at that store.
He goes, don't get out of your car and don't go to that store because you cannot buy nothing. He goes, what do you mean we can't buy nothing?
Full of shit, dog.
Hey, you know what? I realized that in Canada, their currency is a little bit lower than U.S. dollar. And we didn't know. We were like, we should have charged more for our CDs and stuff because when we get the change, people are like, I'm like, oh, damn, this Canadian money is a lot better.
Some loons, awful.
Yeah, the loons.
They're paying you loonies, bro.
The twoies, the loonies.
That's messed up, though. That purgatory sounds like.
And so he couldn't get into Canada. And so what we did was like, we played the show. We got to the show. Y entonces, what we do is, I call this guy mid-set. So he's in the U.S., and we're, like, on stage.
I'm in a hotel room eating sushi.
They played without me.
And I put him on loudspeaker, and, you know, I put him next to the microphone, and he just started beatboxing, like, and it sounded loud, and then we just started playing the song like that.
Did you have anybody filling in for him in Canada?
No, we didn't have anybody like sitting acoustically, on. Oh, but, wow. And then that's when we called him up, and he just did the loudspeaker drums. It was kind of interesting.
Did you have a fan base up there?
No, we were touring with King Tuff, guy at Sub Pop. Yeah, we were touring with him, supporting it, and
damn.
Yeah, that was fun though.
Would you, you ever had trouble getting to Canada with Voodoo?
Nah.
Nobody had no criminal records?
Those fools, I think Brody had a DUI, so they had to pay every time he went in there. That was it. And when Vinny went in with John Fire, they paid for Vinny because Vinny has a DUI.
He said they made Chris Brown turn the five trailers around.
He had seven trucks.
Seven trucks, bro, and a merch.
Oh, all his problems.
All that.
Yeah. Jail stuff. Violence, yeah. He had seven trucks. He's got the same agency as Felipe, so they told him they had seven trucks. And like all this gear and everything, he was doing two sold out shows. It was a huge venue.
Chris Ross Chris Brown couldn't beat Bugs over the phone, but he beat somebody up on that.
But you'd think that they'd get that cleared, like his management would handle all that stuff.
But I said, bullshit, don't let me in.
Because I'm trying to handle it with you too. You know, I'm trying to handle it for you ahead of time, and it's tough. Like you gotta, those agencies, they can bring in like global services, you know, who can help you cross global crossing services.
That's what they
did. But they wrote a letter. The judge denied it, but he still went in, and it was okay to go in just for the short period of time. But
that's a big-ass
it was
process.
You had to let him know where you were every time, every moment.
A pass, bro, to let everybody know.
You had to have your itinerary on you at all times.
You had to have like a little badge on you.
Like had a little where poncho. I'm staying. Yeah.
One time I.
He goes, put a tracker on.
Horrible, huh?
The first time I came in from
Montreal. Don't give him any ideas, man.
When I came in Montreal, they asked me, would you have a return ticket? I said, yeah. Where is it at? Sunday. When I come back, I'll just go there and get it. Then she goes, no, go get it now.
Well, they have to know, yeah.
I said, all right. So I went all the way down, waited in line. Then I got it. I came back. He goes, wait in line. And then I gave it to him. And I gave it to him. He goes, okay. He stamped it. They go, see you later. It's all right.
Damn.
That was the first time. But yeah, man, but the other people had to carry them, bro. Like, that was more important than a passport or a green card.
Anytime you get stopped, you have to present it or else you'll get busted.
If I get in trouble if I do any kind of transaction in the streets, panhandling, probably.
Jaywalking.
Damn, it's like that.
Well, then you didn't go, huh?
They're somewhere. There's a limit, like, you got to do the show and go back to your room and they follow you, or they know.
Damn.
There was a guy, speaking of that, there was a guy at Universal Studios yesterday, so I won't say he's not a cholo, but whatever, you know. He was there with his whole familia, and that fool had one of those things for the parole officer. On
Ankle bracelet. Motherfucker being money. Hey, Holmes, I got to go to Universal today.
Yeah, man.
A few feet.
It was funny if that fool taking a picture and shit and Santa and Frankenstein holding his leg.
He's on Jurassic Park.
I pay for all that shit.
What's up, fool? You got shows coming up soon?
Yeah, we're playing in Orange County at May 16th at the Constellation Room with this band from Brooklyn called Combo Chimbita. They do like tropical futurism stuff. It's pretty dope. They're from Colombia. Like, that's where they're originally from. We got that, and then we're doing some tours in June. We're going through Texas and Arizona in June. We're promoting the vinyl. Do you have your copy on
you? Oh, it's in the truck, dude.
It's in the truck. We'll bring it at some point. Yeah, the new vinyl with the songs. Last time we were here, we didn't even have a CD out yet. We were still, like,
changing. As your new
As the new moniker, the new name, porque we were changing the name from The Commons to Tropa, so at that time.
I remember The Commons.
Yeah. So, ahorita ya, with like a year and a half now, with this new name, it's you know, it's doing pretty well. We're touring a lot, staying busy.
Just came in from Fresno, don't.
Fresno?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty gnarly, but I was just a little tired.
We were exhausted, man. We drove from San Jose that night. Our show ended like at 2 in the morning. And it was either we sleep and we wake up like at 8 in the morning and drive to Fresno, or we drive that night, bust an all-nighter. And then so we were like, fuck it, let's drive that night. And we took some shrooms. And oh, man, like we can, like it was amazing.
While you're driving?
The driver didn't have any. Oh. We were like keeping them up, you know, like joking.
It's all energy, though.
Yeah, man. It was fun. We were listening to this thing called No Sleep. Have you guys heard of No Sleep? No. It's like scary stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah, stories that help put radio? You to sleep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like a podcast. I heard about it's like that. A podcast that helps.
I'm not even going to lie, man.
The worst, like the stories are just so boring.
They're like boring.
Boring,
yeah.
And oh, really?
Boring no. Speakers.
But they take you to sleep.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, yeah. Well, no. We were scared, man. We were scared on shrooms. We were just like, oh, fuck. Like, this guy. Like, yeah. And we didn't get to
get us, dog.
Yeah, I'm trying to check into the hotel, you know, and the lady's like looking at me. She's like, why are you giggling so much? Like, you know, I'm just happy to be here in Fresno. Yeah. So we finally got a room. I didn't go to sleep till like 7. We had to be at the festival at 10. Oh, man. We ate more shrooms that morning and just we played our set. Just but, like, you know, just enough to keep us up. And then, like, after that, knocked out for like 2 hours and then partied again that night. It was good. Good times.
But I missed out on that morning shroom sesh. I was taking a poop.
Yeah, he was.
He took too long.
He takes long morning poops. He takes like at least 15 minutes.
Huh?
You're on a schedule?
Yeah, kind of.
Fresno that far, right?
Was that 2 hours?
3.5, like 4 hours. Yeah.
3.5, 4.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, this guy, when he's in the restroom, he's taking a long time.
But you can't check into your room when you get there, right?
What?
You're sleeping in the van when you get there in San Jose, or what? Someone's pad? In Fresno, where did you stay?
At a hotel. We stayed at a hotel. We had to pay for early check-in because we got there like at 6 in the morning.
That's nice. Early check-in rocks, huh?
Yeah, it was good, man. It came through. The lady that got me in my room, she's like, so somebody checked into that room, but I don't think they stayed. And she's kept calling him. So she's like, can you do me a favor and go
what
knock?
The fuck?
Go knock.
She
and
had
just,
you knock?
I got to work here now.
And get so, a best hold on you, huh?
I'm like, hey, you better hook me up with the discount.
Let me put on my fucking Marriott fucking suit, eh?
And so they're like, I go, I knock.
Fucking days in.
Dude. I knock. I open it. I'm like, hello? Hello? Everybody? And as soon as I go in, I hear the phone ringing. It's like, ring, ring. And she's like, hey, you made it in? I'm like, yeah, I'm here.
What the fuck, Jay?
What?
And she was following me, like, through the cameras or something. Yeah.
Checking on you.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, good. I'm like, all right, cool.
Sound like that movie I saw, man. The Royale something.
Oh, the Hotel Royale.
The Hotel Royale.
I didn't see that. You watch that?
Yeah. The Hotel... Bad Times or Hard Times, the Hotel Royale, somebody will fucking make it up.
It's with Thor, no?
No, Thor's in it. Thor's in it, yeah.
No, Thor's not in it. It's
he is?
He is? I thought it was his brother.
No, it's him. Tortilla. Yeah.
Tortilla.
And the guy, Donald Draper's in it. And the girl from who won the Oscar, who won American Idol.
Donald Draper's in it.
Dude, I haven't kept up with that in a long time. The last guy that I saw win American Idol... was
Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard, yeah.
Well, that was 2009.
Yeah.
You're talking about Jennifer Hudson, right?
Yeah.
But Clay Aiken did better for himself, I think, or lasted longer at least.
That year, there was a guy also with like real white hair. Huh? He won the next year.
The singer?
Bad Times at the El Royale.
Bad Times at the El Royale. The movie, man, was one of the movies that put you to sleep. You got to watch it in three plane trips. Or three nights, bro. But the acting, I like the acting.
Piece by piece.
The horror movie was good acting. The actors did what they could.
Sometimes even the acting
It's like that movie, The Red Violin. Have you guys seen that movie?
Oh, my God. That movie takes me to 3 years of sleeping, bro. I would be thinking about it, man. It just that movie is like,
who's in it, though?
I think Nick Samuel Fury Jackson comes out.
That's why I watched it.
There's a Chinese guy, and it's four languages.
What movie is this?
The Red Violin.
The Red Violin.
It's a story about this violin from the romantic era. Yeah. And it survives through time, and then they're auctioning it off, and everybody has all these stories.
But
it sounds
possessed?
Like a Twilight Zone episode.
It just like has this story to it, and it's just like multiple narratives around this violin.
Everybody that touched the violin has died, but they play beautiful music.
Yeah.
Or they've been obsessed to play better.
That's like that Twilight Zone where they had the shoes, and the guy puts the shoes on, he becomes like a tough guy gangster. Hey, see? And he puts on those guys, that dead guy's shoes.
Yeah, no, it's like, the violin
that's one of my favorites.
Starts moonwalking and shit.
I don't know how to do that in a movie.
Do you remember the scene where the guy's playing the violin, and like when he can only play it while he's having sex?
So he's playing the violin.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and remember that part?
Play the clue.
Yeah, man. He'd be like, you know, he'll have sex the in the part. He's like, okay, showtime. And then he goes and plays the part. Yeah, man, it's so weird.
It's a weird move.
Is it the violin red or is that just indicating blood? It's red. Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
Because, yeah, like,
does that guy ever perform live?
It's a weird movie. Like, the guy that made it gets the red blood, the paint from the.
And then there's like a sad story in between. That movie is confusing, just like that movie, that Chinese movie, Chungking Express. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, bro. Because it starts off with this police officer, Chinese guy, who's very, very in love with a woman who left him. And every day at the end of the month, he buys the peaches that they're about to expire, because that's the day that his chick left him. So every day he buys, because that was the last meal he had, expired peaches. So he buys it. Right, that's his thing. Plus, he's a police officer. He's a police officer.
Stabbing himself.
Like a sad story for that cop. But it's all shot in Hong Kong, bro. Shitty neighborhood. And then it breaks down to another story where this fucking Asian woman is transporting a bunch of heroin with fucking East Indian little motherfuckers, dog.
Little kids?
Yeah. No, East Indian men. And then it just keeps changing, bro.
It's a love story, though.
It's a love story, yeah.
The Red Violin?
No. The one he's talking about, Chungking Express. He's talking about like three movies.
It's a good-ass movie?
It's a good movie.
A lot of people have copied that style in America.
Yeah.
For movie making?
That movie came out in 1993 or
94. Yeah, that's still not... That's crazy.
That's confusing. You want another confusing movie, bro, that I can't find? Did I lend you that movie, Smiley Face?
No, you lent me the movie, the one with what's
Romeo's Bleeding.
Yeah.
It's a badass movie, yeah. Huh, bro.
Smiley Face, our disc is missing. But we wouldn't have given the disc to somebody.
No. Is that like a horror movie?
No, it's a funny pot movie. It's so funny.
Anna Faris.
We talked about this last time.
Dude, did
we
really? That movie's funny, dog.
It's so funny.
Like, dude, like, that's a comedy, dog. Like,
I laugh so hard at that movie every time I see it. And I wanted to show my niece, and then I went to dig it out, and the case is empty. We don't even watch DVDs. That... I thought everything was put away neatly.
What We Do in Shadows, I watched that.
Yeah. It's a badass movie.
It's a badass movie. We should do our own, bro, with Mexicans. What We Do in Las Sombras. What's up, boo? Shout out to myself. Okay, I'm coming to Irvine Improv, May 23rd to 26th. Salinas, California, the Fox Theater, May 31st. Get those tickets, man. They're going to go fast, I hope. Stockton, California, the Bob Hope Theater, June 1st. Santa Barbara, The Granada Theater, June 7th, Austin, Texas, Austin City Limits, yeah?
Moody Theater, Austin City Limits.
Wow.
Austin City Limits, I guess, owns several theaters right there in a cluster.
San Jose, California, June 14th, New Orleans, June 15th. Also, man, I got a lot of dates coming up also, man. Bunch of new dates. Utah.
And, we got Utah coming up. We've got New York City. We've got Los Angeles in October. We've got
October 4th. Who's going to open up?
We haven't decided yet.
All right.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Cool, man.
But we are going to do a lot of places. A lot of places.
Pitching a television show.
We got new dates being announced this week. Tomorrow.
Rewriting a movie.
Trying.
Not rewriting, but, you know, adding funny parts. Making sense of it all. And
wait, you're writing it?
No, I'm not. It's already written.
Oh, okay.
No, we're writing another movie. Oh, yeah, though.
George That's Perez. Okay. What about that one? George Perez, he pitched a story to somebody, and then they called that guy, and he wrote a movie called, I don't even know the movie, can't tell the movie, but
yeah,
the same guy wrote Taco Shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and has something else to say. And I'm working on a show for Netflix, I hope.
Yeah, we are, but we can't announce it yet.
What's up, fool? How was Thunder Valley? Thunder Valley was amazing. Larry Bubbles Brown killed it. The crowd was loud. Oh, man, I'm very, very, very sorry to that group of people that came in from Washington who brought the baby with them.
They're from San Jose, so I offered them tickets to that if they want to hit us.
What if they lied? They didn't really show up.
What happened with the baby?
They're from San Jose, but...
They took a gamble and showed up with the baby to a casino.
Yeah, well, he said his wife... he said the baby needs to be fed regularly, so they have to bring the baby along. So...
Could just leave it in the hotel room, huh?
No, you can't leave baby in a hotel.
How'd you feel about the show?
It was killer, dude. A lot of I liked it, dude. It was fucking it was loud, dude. Fucking a lot of people had fun. A lot of fucking buzzed ass fools celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Did you eat good food?
Hell yeah. I had my what have.
Isn't that weird when people
say, I had fat burger, dog.
Say happy Cinco?
Yeah.
It's weird, huh?
It's weird. Like, we're not really happy.
It's a national holiday,
like, also, like, 4th of July. I remember we were in New Mexico.
Happy 4th?
People say happy 4th. And, like, yeah. I mean, we don't really celebrate 4th of July like that. Like,
we do it,
like,
but we do stuff.
Patriotic-wise, we were more like barbecue.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So when people were saying, like, happy 4th, I'm just like, interesting.
But it's not like, happy Thanksgiving.
It's just weird, man.
Or happy,
like, same shit.
Or happy Christmas. Happy.
Hey, you ever been to the Voodoo Museum over there in New Orleans?
Never, bro.
No. Oh, you should go. You guys should. It was closed when we went that one time. But I want to go on a tour, like, of the haunted.
Oh, the cemetery haunted, one?
Well, I don't know about the cemetery, but they have, like, haunted locations, yeah. Haunted, like, hotels. And a lot of those hotels are where slaves were sold in those hotel lobbies. And, like, before they were hotels.
That's right. We were having beignets with coffee.
Mm-hmm. Right down the street from those
somebody,
places.
And then the guy that we were with, he was so cool, man, this big brother. That fool would eat beignets, and then every time we'll stop talking, he'll go, oh, man, I got 3 more hours before that place closes. I'm going to go get me a crab sandwich.
He was talking about eating when
Cajun
he was eating.
Cajun crab sandwich, bro. He was eating good, bro.
What's a beignet?
Beignet is like a sopapilla.
Sopapilla.
With powdered sugar. Like, it's a puffy
bread.
With
it's a puffy
powdered sugar
bread.
All over it.
It's like a concha?
It's a puff bread. No, it's
like
deep fried.
It's fried
bread, and they put it in. They put it inside, bro, with a bag full of powdered sugar, and they give it to you all white.
Ooh.
Fucking delicious, bro.
Yeah, they're good.
You ever go to Café du Mar?
We'll try it. Last time we were around, we tried some po' boys.
Yeah. Po' boys, good.
First time. Yeah, that's cool.
We didn't just
the po' boys.
We didn't go to New Orleans with Mike Evans, but we went to where?
Baton Rouge.
Oh, that's right.
And we had beignets there, but we fucking fucked up. We fucked up and ate them in a hotel room. Then they were getting hard.
Yeah, we had a couple in there, though. Bless you.
They were delicious, bro.
They're bomb, right? When they're
so bad. Eat them then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to eat them fresh.
How do you guys feel, man, about the future of the group? And you guys got another album coming out?
Yeah, man. We got a bunch of songs we're working on right
now. Yeah.
So actually, the theme of this next album we're working with is kind of like a disco tropical kind of feel with like a cumbia element to it, and we got like about like 12 to 15 songs that we're working on. We're like trying to see who's going to produce it, if we're going to put it out with the label, or if we're going to do it ourselves again. We definitely like that backbone, you know, that muscle to do the marketing part, which is like what we're limited with when it comes to that. Like, for example, our vinyl that we just released. That one was actually like funded by our connect.
Yeah.
And we were really drunk one night, and I hit him up. I'm just like, "Yo, bro." We were like, you know, we went to the studio, and we're just like, "Hey, man, like, you know, if you invest $1,500 in this vinyl, you know, we could potentially like expand, make more money off of it." Next day, he's like, "I'm with it." Next day, he just gives me like $1,500, and then we were like, "Fuck it, put this vinyl out."
Now, I'd like to know how much of the music industry was fueled by drug money.
Because
rap music, there were a ton of like drug dealers assassins. Starting. Like there was money laundering, startups. But then also people who really wanted to be a music producer, but they had this money. And I mean, you got Puffy.
I was watching the
Easy.
We were, yeah, on the way down. You were listening to
Ice-T.
I like this Kingpin's podcast. It's like all these like different like, you know, drug lords or whatever. And then
what's the name of the podcast?
Kingpin's.
Kingpin's podcast,
and then they were talking about the Black Mafia family, and how that guy was trying to like, you know, start a label and all this whole thing.
BMG or something like that,
something like that. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to finish the whole.
That's the guy who kidnapped the kidnapped Whitney Houston's husband.
Maybe
Bobby Brown.
I don't know. I didn't finish the podcast because I was getting sleepy and so I couldn't drive anymore. And I told somebody to take over. And then once whoever's driving controls the ox, so it's just like, all right, cool. So, right, but yeah, you know, probably a lot of labels get funded by drug money, or you know, just like nowhere to invest it in.
How many copies you guys press of that record, dude?
We pressed 500, I think.
500?
Yeah.
So how much?
Huh? It's selling them at 25.
That's tight.
We already sold like about 200 of them. I think like we'll be out of them by the end of the year. They sell fast at shows, you know.
Only available at the live show?
No, we could get them online too at www.tropamagica.com.
And if you pay an extra $5 fee, I'd do a drawing personally for you, customized.
Yeah, we're going to do a customized doodle for you.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we could do it while the podcast is going on.
I just don't bring it.
But you have an idea.
So, well, you for his. Yeah, let me go grab it from the car, and then you guys keep conversating.
You did the art?
No, this is all the graphic design.
Do like doodles, and then like it just customizes. It makes it more personal.
Hell yeah!
Right on.
I'll be back.
Ooh,
500 so the Kanye got his money back, huh? He pressed more.
No, we had to talk to him about that. It's
what happened?
It's on layaway.
He can only give you 1500 back.
It was better on Corona, then.
On that badge.
Mm-hmm.
So you have been traveling just the East Coast or pretty much all over the anywhere?
Right now, a lot of West Coast. But
how do you plan out your gigs?
How do I what?
How do you plan out your dates? Because I know, like, we have an agent now, but before I would just plan it out. If I had to drive, I'll make sure I didn't have one gig on the way there to pay for my fuel.
Yeah, that sometimes one place will hit us up and like it'll be the anchor gig, and since we have all these dates on the way there, we'll like book in between. But it's always strategic to work out, you know. Like you always map it out
on the way up and on the way down.
All the way, all the way. You want to know everything you're doing when you're doing it, because you know, you just
you guys do it for the love sometimes, huh?
What do you mean?
For like, the money or for the love sometimes?
Opposite los dos, because, you know, like, the love don't pay the bills, unfortunately. Well, it kind of does now.
Eventually it does.
It kind of does now, but
you got to know, right? Yeah. Club America, because you got to play the Long Beach show, right?
Oh, Tropicalia.
Yeah, that's Club America now, right?
Yeah, yeah, and we've been putting the work out there. I think people might have taken it a little bit like of a shock. They're like, why did they change their name? So it might have like, brought their attention to it. And so now they come and check it out. Plus the name just fits better too. Before it was like,
fits the music better. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Because when we started the comms, just something we were like, you know, desperately chasing for a name. And now I feel like, you know, if I got a tattoo, my first tattoo, it might be that name. That's how down I am for it. You know, that's how right it feels. Yeah, because I never would have gotten a tattoo from the other band names.
The Commons.
What about like that?
You guys are two of Tropa Mica?
What's that?
You got a tattoo of Tropa Mica?
No,
you
but...
the first tattoo.
It would be that.
You have tattoos, fool?
Negative.
You didn't get one of your legs?
Me either. I'm trying to get in heaven.
is that why?
No.
I
just had a dad who was always telling me not to. I think somewhere along the way, I just actually listened.
Would you have both single?
No, I have a girlfriend. What's up, Stuff? I'm pretty sure she's watching. Mm-hmm. But David, yeah.
When you mentioned a lady, remind me of some. There's a show I used to watch about the cartoon. I mean, Lisa and I watched it one time. But it was they're in a rock band.
Metalocalypse.
Metalocalypse,
wasn't it?
Metalocalypse.
I'm not sure.
It's like Apocalypse.
Adult Swim show?
Metal Apocalypse. Yeah. Right?
It's a metal band, right?
And there's a dude that looks like us, right?
And
he's like the lead singer. He's all like this. And then, like, they want him and the band to fucking play at this porn convention, right? And then his lady wants to go, bro.
Damn. No fun, bro.
The whole episode about him not wanting to take his lady, right? It was fucking funny. And then she goes, that's you, huh? You don't want to take me, huh?
Metalocalypse. Metalocalypse. Like apocalypse. But Metalocalypse.
Metalocalypse. Metalocalypse.
It was about Death Clock, the world's most successful death metal band. Did you just open that with your eye? Oh, thank you. Oh, you can. One is fine.
Where's the camera at?
I'll share. Right here.
Yo, record player.
Let's see.
You spread the word in Ohio.
We're going to be.
Spread the word.
It's a little trick my uncle taught me. Be like, Renee, look, I was a little pequeño.
So you did the art, fool?
Yeah, so we did the artwork. You know, a little spaceman with the disco ball.
I like
ball.
That MTV.
Yeah. So Renee's going to do a doodle for you on here.
That's right. I forgot I have to do this.
Okay. Brush your pens. Well, he's pretty good at drawing while he talks.
Where'd you guys record at, dog?
Oh, dude, so you guys seen Blood In, Blood Out, right?
Fuck yeah.
You know where the Pino's at?
Yeah.
By the Cinco Puntos, so it's like right over that hill. Down
set
there.
Set up a studio right on that
Pino. Our homie, it's called
Man, I'm blanking out. Shout to Studios right there in Boyle Heights. It's a little like garage. That's where we recorded the whole album there. Okay. Yeah, right there in Boyle Heights. That's where we recorded this new album. We pressed it out of some pressing plant in Tennessee. And then we got these printed like in North Hollywood, the sleeves.
Oh, so you guys put it together yourselves?
Yeah. That's why we hand numbered all of them. They don't have plastic on it.
And then there was
saving the sea turtles.
That was your collection could keep track of how many were sold.
Well, that's his logo on the bottom.
That's him, Eclectic?
Eclectic. Shout out to Eclectic. They have, like, he's like, he also does music and he has other artists and, like, he does art shows and stuff. He's a cool dude out of Boyle Heights.
Is he like Eazy-E or more like Jerry Heller?
I don't know, man. He's more like himself. He has like catchphrases. He'll be like, Gilda, or he'll do like some crap.
We love him.
He looks sort of like Lupillo Rivera with the goatee, you know? He's a cool dude.
Tight, dude.
I'm watching this badass show right now, bro, and I love this bald headed dude in the show with no eyebrows.
What show?
Oh, Barry.
Barry. Yes. No whole Hank, bro. I love his personality, bro, the way he carries himself and the character, bro. The guy's a great actor. I used to see that guy in Gotham. Yeah. He started off as Jada Pinkett's sidekick, and then he became the Kingpin sidekick. Then he fucking backstabbed the Penguin, and he became a boss. But I don't know his real name right now. But that fool grew up in L.A. too.
We'll give it
his
up.
His name's Anthony something. I don't know.
That fool had apologia.
Alopecia.
Alopecia.
See the first season.
But I do love his character so much.
He's great. He's in that movie Powder.
I love that idea.
That's him?
No.
Yeah, because I was like, nah.
No, I love the character because he's like this. He's
happy dude.
He's a gangster with manners, who wants friends. He wants people to like him. Like, I love that character.
He just wants to get rid of Esther, okay?
He believes that we can do all this crime and be nice to each other.
He's like a Chechen Armenian, right?
Huh?
Chechen, right?
He's Chechen. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I just realized this thing never uploaded our video that I posted about.
But it was funny, man. Spoiler. Hey, were there really people getting upset because of there was spoiling alert, the Endgame movie? Or is that bullshit?
He's gotten a lot of spoilers. She hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of spoilers, but...
No, were people getting upset, though, on real?
Yeah, they're always crying.
There's a video of that gets posted who looks like you. I don't know if you have
video. Yeah.
But people get upset, though?
Yeah, people are always going to say
they want to get mad, like fight?
Yeah, because they don't want to hear... I don't hear anything about it until they see it. But, dude, if you open social media or whatever, you're subjecting yourself to that. So why are you crying?
Stupid, man. Mm-hmm. I was like... people are so weak that I saw the new Spider-Man trailer, and he had to start off by warning people. If you haven't seen Endgame, you're gonna see a spoiler alert, because the whole trailer starts off with him being sad that Iron Man died in Endgame. You know what I mean? So,
by the way, if you keep listening, you're gonna hear a bunch of spoiler alerts.
I didn't mean to do that on purpose, but I have to tell you that's the way the trailer starts, by warning and warning and warning. Oh, man, but that guy from Swinger has a bigger role now.
Vince Vaughn?
John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Well, he directs the movie. He directs the movie, though.
Rudy, eh? He's in Rudy, dog.
He's in Rudy, too?
Yeah.
He's in a lot of stuff. No, he's not Rudy.
He's not Rudy. He's one of the linemen, right?
Bro, he's that fucking party animal when... that movie with David Spade when they're in college.
PCU.
Yeah. He's a dude with a fucking Birkenstock. No, yeah. Those fucking boots, bro.
Doc Martens.
And the threads. Dreadlocks.
Dreads. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's also the clown in that Seinfeld episode. He's Eric the Clown, remember?
You're stuck with a clown from the 50s, man.
The Pagliacci dude?
George's girlfriend hires a clown, and it's Eric the Clown, and George is like, you don't know who Bozo is? He's like, no, Bozo's like in the past. I'm Eric. He's like, no one ever heard of Eric the Clown. But he puts George, like, pushes all the women and children out of the way at this party.
When there's a fire,
and then Eric the Clown puts it out with his big shoe, and he saves the day, but... That's John Favreau.
That episode taught me not to run out like so quickly, because the first time I ever felt an earthquake and I was in a building, it was in a classroom.
What year?
Let me see. let's just say like about maybe 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And it was
the
small
first time you felt one and you lived in LA all this time?
No, I was in Fullerton. I was at Cal State Fullerton, but nobody felt it. Only the people on like the higher floors because, you know, small. It sways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just remembered like the door was right next to me and I said, don't run out. Don't run out. The teacher said, everyone okay? Yeah. All right, you can go.
It's good. Get trampled.
I was once on a bus when it caught on fire on Whittier Boulevard, MTA Metro. We were passing Garfield High School. A bunch of kids were in there getting out of high school. And we were on Arizona and Whittier. You know where that's at? Where the Whittier Boulevard is at? So we were right there. And the bus wouldn't start. It was just like... And then all of a sudden we hear this like black guy. He's just like, "You guys on fire! You guys on fire!"
On the street,
he's just yelling like some guy. He just started yelling, and then like everybody's trying to run out. And like next thing you know, the whole bus is covered with like smoke.
You're lying, dude.
Yeah, man. Everybody like you know. Some people were like, don't panic. Like, everybody's like walking out. You walk out, and in the back of the bus where I was sitting, it's like, I'm fire. I'm like, oh shit.
Damn, my niece was kind of fire in the earthquake ride at Universal Studios.
What?
My niece was caught on fire on the Universal Studio. Right? Oh. She was close to the flame.
Too much hairspray?
Ocean of hairspray. But I did the same thing when I felt my first earthquake. I was pregnant, and I was working in Goldman Sachs at the Fox Building in Century City. And we were on the 49th floor or something like that. Whatever the almost top floor is. And it was swaying, the building. But I had already been through 9/11. Yeah, but I had already been through 9/11 at my other job in New York. And I was like, it felt like a plane was sitting on top of the building. Yeah, it sounded there. Like it was creaking. Yeah, I saw the plane do the U-turn. That's over the bay. But I was right on the side of my office building. But we had, but I was so scared. And I didn't tell anybody, and everybody's acting normal. And I said, something is wrong. I don't know what it is, but I have to leave. And I left, and I went all the way down the flights of stairs. And there were other people going, too. But when I pressed the elevator button before I got on the stairs, and the woman said, oh, don't get on the elevator. We're having an earthquake. And she was all calm, and I said, we are? Okay. That's what I thought. So I got on the stairs, and I left. I should have stayed where I was. I didn't know about rollers and all that stuff.
If you're ever in a building with rollers, you just let it play out.
I didn't even know.
But it does, it sways.
You have to know that, though, in L.A., or otherwise you freak out, man.
I thought the shoe was going to fall one time. I was like, dude, it's on rollers, dude. Stop tripping. I was like, fuck.
No.
I was once thinking shit when there was an earthquake. I just felt like toilet water splashing on my butt.
You were fresh, bro.
you had a bidet.
It was a bidet. Give them a geese, bro.
A geese to the purple starfish, right? Some sewer water right up the trap. Ow!
It was in a warehouse, too.
Unbelievable.
What's up, Martin Moreno is bad, bro?
Nothing, bro. Trampling the fucking world with Slaughter, right?
Slaughter before Slaughter.
They're not Slaughter. They're Slaughter before Slaughter. Diverse, dude. They have a chick in the band.
Is that the name of the group officially, Slaughter?
Yeah, that's
Slaughter?
Their Instagram page says.
Slaughter before Slaughter.
These guys,
but they've been practicing for like 2 years, and now they're blowing it up everywhere.
That's sad.
Are there any original members except besides Martin?
I think Martin and the two.
There were no never members.
I know, but there were.
Okay, yes, right.
There were a bunch. Of, I mean, I know there was together. Never a band, Martin, but they were never members.
We'll meet that.
I mean, there were members. So Martin's the only original.
I think
guy.
It's those two dudes. I don't really know, but that's what I'm assuming.
Wow.
But they never took time and became musicians. They just now started.
I don't want his fucking nipple. I want his life.
What? Blood in, blood out
quotes.
What did they say? I want his nipple.
Metal fucking apple, apocalypse. Remember?
Oh, it's apple.
Apocalypse. And then somebody's like,
Metal apocalypse.
Hey, you should be riding with me, not fucking with me.
A couple of
put on some clothes before they get you for indecent exposure.
Suave.
It's apocalypse. It's apocalypse.
No.
Fuck, it sounds the same. What's up, boo? Can't pronounce a word. What else can you do?
Maroon.
Right with the hee-hees and the ha-has, cocksucker. We got Super Nintendo Classic Edition. So you got a new Spider-Man coming out, bro. What do you think about that?
The regular one, not the animated one.
It's on July
2nd. Regular one. I think spoiler alerts.
Iron Man powers.
I think spoiler alerts don't count after like a after the movie's been in theaters for a couple of weeks, right?
It'll come after the first day.
It's always an expiration date on
just because you couldn't afford to see it.
Right, you got
to
get your ass.
Tickets were sold out.
Yappa.
You should know a nerd, bro.
Renee was telling me about his spoiler alert that he got was a picture of everybody at the funeral, and they're all holding like Bud Lights, and it's
it said if Tony Stark was Mexican or something like that, or if the Avengers were Mexican, and they have Tecate Lights, and there's the Norteño going down. But everybody was excited for Endgame. I was excited for Mortal Kombat 11.
That's your shit right there.
You're the only one who saw that, right?
Yeah, I've been wanting. Yeah.
That's you a three little kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the full of babality, bro. You're the full of
Dusty.
Acabalo. Shout out to Only Gretel artist.
She did a project for us.
She came to my show in San Diego with her mama.
She did a project for us, we're going to release this week.
Oh, so shout out to Heaven, bro.
What's up with that fool? How's he doing?
We went to his studio today, bro. He has a
Venice, you guys went out there?
Painting, yeah. Picked him
that fool's tight,
painting.
Dog.
We picked another painting. We bought it.
Boy, no joke, man.
Everybody so keeps excited. Moving, so it's really hard, but whatever.
I'm going to start over.
You guys keep doing
it. Rodrigo, you have a date, a show coming up? May 14th. In Riverside? Is that going to be Spanish or English?
English.
Who's going to be on the show?
Me, Rizzo, and Roque.
Johnny the Roque, whoever shows up, stand up for the first time.
And then you're doing Spanish with you now too, huh?
Yeah, I'm doing a Spanish show at the Comedy Store, sold out. Está vendido.
Next Thursday.
¿Practicas el español donde vayas o nomás de vez en cuando? For all the Spanish speakers, put your subtitles on right now.
No, nomás traduce las palabras del Google y las arriba y a ver cómo va.
You're not really doing that, though.
Hell no. I get the wrong word. Because
they're wrong sometimes.
the more I start flowing, the more I get better at it. I think I did better in I did good in San Diego and I did good in Riverside, but I'm getting better. I'm really sure by August I'll be a magician.
There's no pretty sure. You gotta be.
Dude, just go work at a warehouse and then you'll learn Spanish quick.
He's got it down. It's just the rhythm of the jokes and the Spanish. Then choosing the right words that are funny. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because there's so many choices in Spanish.
Because instead of saying like, you don't say like el pared, you say la pared, like little things like that.
Make la
it,
pared.
Like, yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, el reloj, no? It's like those pronouns make a big difference, you know? Like I remember, what's that guy's name?
I say hermaphrodite.
Hermafidro.
How would you
I say hermaphrodita.
That's fine.
How would you how would you say stripper?
Stripper.
Bailarina.
Because we've heard like, that's what he said last time.
Bailarina
desnuda.
Desnuda.
Yeah.
But when I spoke to another guy from Mexico, he said.
There was another word he used.
He said, fíjate, tú eres el primero que va a decir palabras de estas. Lo que tú dices va a ser la palabra.
Yeah.
Tú eres el diccionario.
I told you I asked.
He said, whatever you translate. You go, the way you say it, that's going to be the word. Because there's no word for that
When you say the jokes in Spanish.
Like when I say, what's up, fool?
Do you say you make your voice like that? Like,
no, man.
Like extra sexy?
But there's dudes talking like that, right?
Totally different people.
Give me the Argentinian guy.
You can do like the super
Spanish.
Super chunky. What's up, fool podcast? Here we have Felipe Esparza.
Those fools are always up front direct, huh?
There are a lot of...
1,000 por hora. Te voy a decir una cosa y no me toques.
There are a lot of...
Arriba, vámonos. ¿Qué te voy? Una mordida, por favor.
Y un aplauso para la quinceañera, por favor.
Dale.
¡Aplauso!
¡Ahorita!
The platanitos piece all los fast too, huh?
Si quieres masoquista, güey. But even quicker, fool. Remember that one time he did that show at Dodger Stadium outside and that lady went up before him?
Yeah.
Los Dodger?
She was like, oh, like if you argue with her in Spanish, she'll take you down, dog.
Is that the one when William Levy was there?
Yeah, he showed up after in the...
Everybody's freaking out.
It's funny, huh? Those fools show up, those stars, and they show up and they give him a Dodger hat on. Then he puts it on. Like, he didn't even have one before, though.
He had like 3 inches.
I didn't get one.
He had
I
swear he had extra lifts on his Timberlands. He had like 3-inch soles on his Timberlands.
Back in the day.
He would wear the same shoe that Zapata wears.
Because he's one of those dudes that looks tall on TV, but he's little, though.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
What's up, fool? You're going to play for us?
Yeah. Well, this fool, what's the fool have? A plantar too, fool?
You have plantar fasciitis like me? You got to stretch it out, dog.
Yesterday after we were done shrooming in Fresno, I got a massage and I think that guy fucked my leg, you know.
It happens, what dog.
To Edna.
He did it too hard.
Sometimes they do it hard, but if they do it hard, it's good. If they do it soft, it's a waste of time.
Yeah, but I heard they can hurt you too, though. I didn't even know that shit, dude. I thought it was always all good hard.
That's the guitar, Mela. It's a beautiful guitar, bro.
Thank you.
How many guitars you go through a year?
Depends if Fender hooks us up. So, like, shout out to Fender. If you're hearing this, give us another guitar. They hook us up.
From where? The custom shop or what?
That one's not actually a Fender one. That one I bought it at Guitar Center. I got it for like $80. But this is a Fender sponsored one.
Worn out faces. You remember that song. Good for you. You remember the chords.
Make it sexy.
Make it sexy, bro. I saw a movie that time when a guy was playing.
You just take it off, bro, right?
Make a douchebag look bad.
This is the Fender guitar.
That's nice.
Right here. You want to try this one?
I always wanted a hummingbird for years. I wanted one.
But this one's
a Gibson.
That one's a steel string, so it's a little bit, it feels a little different.
It's going to be harder to push down. It is Wanderlust.
Who is the lighter? Or pass me that bottle.
This?
Yeah, the blues. All right.
Yeah, let's do this.
It's not fully empty.
No, not this one. The whiskey one. Is that the cap on it? Can I go for it? 1, 2, 3, 4. We're gonna make it nice. Watch. Tripping.
All around me, I see too many paisas, fucking paisas. I wish they called back to El Salvador.
I wish my elotero would take EBT or some credit
cards. And I know this one, let me see what else I know.
Slide was tight, though.
Yeah, that sounded nice.
I know this one.
Not bad, dog.
It sounded good. You can do that on the nylon string one. You did it on that? Or you did it on the steel string?
I think, yeah, you
some iron.
David, you used that slide on the nylon one?
I know this one, eh?
Whichever one you want to do. I'm going to turn it back.
Sleepy's got 3 songs in him. 3 half songs.
Battery right now?
I believe so. I have an extra one in the car, though.
The Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you like you want me to. That little child.
Hey, oh, shit, Lobo's in town.
How do you play fucking La Bamba, dog?
La Bamba, La Bamba, dog.
C, F, and G.
I don't know.
Yeah, we could do like some straight up Bicita stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Our dad was like, my dad was actually the first one to buy me an acoustic guitar, and he was just like, he's like, te compro una de acústica, pero si aprendes a tocar música paisa. And and I remember the first song I learned was Chalino Sanchez.
Yeah.
Las Nieves de Enero. No me la sé. Sé
ha llegado el momento, chatita del alma, de hablar sin mentiras.
Yeah, something like that. When Renee gets here, we'll
bust.
That's nice.
Yeah, when Renee gets here, we'll do like a little corridito song.
What's Renee gonna play?
He plays guitar.
He plays drums
for the band, but he plays guitar. He's actually
the little,
more
the little organ with a.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
here, let's try it. Watch. Hold this. Let me see. Pass me that. So, do you know the C chord?
No.
Yes, you do. It's one of the ones in that
this one?
Mad World song. No. It's the three finger, first three fingers. Like this.
This one? No. Oh, this one?
No.
Show them how to play C chord.
C chord?
Yeah.
Here.
You know, it's like a standard chord.
This one? No.
Does that do this?
Reverse your fingers. Well, that's close to it. Move your ring finger up to the third fret.
I see that. Compita.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
There you go. And then we play cumbia style, we could do a sonidito.
Is that like a melodica?
Go for it, Doc.
Oh, it's a melodica.
It is a melodica. No, I don't want to play.
Is it too loud on the headphones?
No, it's good.
Yeah, this is a melodica. Wait, check it out.
We have that green melodica that's all connected, you know, no hose. It's got a little mouthpiece on it.
So when you're playing it, if you do this, we go... As you're playing it,
like a kazoo,
it gives it like kind of like a harmonica sound, like you hear that kind of like that trebly sound.
Mm-hmm. Like you have a loogie.
This makes your tongue feel funny. But yes, this guitar is sponsored by Fender.
Fender people.
You want to hear a paisita song?
Yeah.
Let's see. If you guys are watching, do you guys want to hear Ramon Ayala or San Vicente Fernandez?
Ramon Ayala o Los Relámpagos del Norte.
Something like that, yeah.
Let's see.
I don't know if I remember the one at the end.
Anji?
Oh, that one.
¿Cuántas veces te dije llorando, no juegues conmigo, ni me eches mentiras? Porque vas a quedarte en la calle, tirada y perdida, vendiendo tu vida. Yo te dije, piensa lo que dices, ya verás que la vida es como un columpio. Cuando sube se siente bonito, pero cuando baja eso duele mucho. Y ahora ve, hoy te encuentras perdida, vendiendo tu vida y yo muy contento. Seque y que de repente se lo lleve el viento. ¡Epa!
So you're a first class.
Always.
¿Cómo se puede? Los llantos de la tierra de mi padre.
just a little sample, awesome.
I was tired, dog.
Yeah,
play some of your stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, so we're actually working on these new songs that we're talking about, that disco kind of feel, too.
Yeah, I love that shit.
So,
Last night with the yayo.
So it goes with
those octaves.
Ahua!
Now you can tap on the table. More like this.
Gotten awesome. It's really, really strong.
So that's a song that we have.
Oh, yeah, bro.
So you have good. Like, that's a good song. Finger is like so amazing, yeah, though. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a song that we haven't recorded yet. It's actually going to be for the follow-up album. We've just been teasing that song because it's a fun song to play. It's called Feels Like Tijuana.
Feels Like Tijuana.
That's cool.
Shout
that's
out to Angel.
That's a great song.
It's about dog meat tacos.
So tell people how they can get the album again or find where you're playing and all that
stuff. Yeah, so we're on Instagram under Tropa Mágica. If you look at it, it sounds like in Spanish, Tropa, T-R-O-P-A, Mágica, M-A-G-I-C-A, Tropa Mágica. We have our website, www.tropamagica.com. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We'll be doing a Southwest tour hitting Arizona and Texas in June. So if you're around, come check us out. It'll be a good time. It gets crazy.
You've been to Portland.
Yeah, Portland's fun.
You've been there already together?
Yeah, it's Tropa Mágica. We've been to Portland. Shout out to our homie Papi Fimbres out there. That's what the name he goes by. It's called Papi Fimbres. And
then we just met, was it John or Josh from Starfucker?
Have you guys heard of that band, Starfucker? We met that guy on Friday, and he's from Portland.
Just like Heaven Festival.
We actually got to meet... you guys know the Rapture?
I heard of the Rapture, but I was on the Bible.
Yeah, so that's one of our biggest influences.
I heard of you guys, bro. That's the most important part.
I know, we're giving out, drops to
it. But there's bands that you guys work with that I've loved, and I follow them because they were great. You guys did a show, I was saying, in the summer or 7 months ago with some black dude. You got performing live. You got in Chicago or somewhere, and he was great. And yeah, we're working with three bands. And
was it Duran Jones?
You think so?
Yeah, that's St. Louis.
St. Louis, huh?
Yeah.
Duran Jones in
Indication. Huh?
Oh, man, that band gets down. They're all like soulful.
They're like soulful jazz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like soulful. Like,
I'm going to look
like
them up right now.
The drummer has a high pitch. Right?
Duran Jones and the Indications. They're blowing up
he
like
crazy.
He
kept one of my cables.
Yeah. Give him back.
Actually, we actually got him drunk last year or 2 years ago when we performed with them. And
Duran what?
Duran Jones and the Indications. Yeah, that guy's sick.
They're from St. Louis.
Did you want?
No, they're not from St. Louis. They're from October? Like.
Oh yeah, bro. What are you guys doing October 4th?
I don't know. I think we're in town.
Come on, be at the Microsoft Theater, bro.
Let's party.
I need a band, bro, to go
up. If you want to open the first 10 minutes of the show.
I'll be the house band at least. Yeah. Shit, fuck it.
Yeah. Or they could be on between. Yeah,
play congas and stuff.
We'll get some mushroom pizza.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll have you on there somehow.
We'll give you the writer for them.
And we'll pay you and all that stuff. And yeah, of course, I'll hit you.
Oh, yeah, work with Duran Jones. That's the guy that played the oldies.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, dude, he's mean.
Yeah. But he's white. But
no, Duran Jones is black.
Yeah, Duran Jones is black.
Right, but the singer of that song
the singer is the white boy.
The drummer. Yeah, he has that.
I don't know if it's this band, though, now.
Yeah, he's the drummer. But
maybe it's a different band?
The singer.
Different band up north?
This is badass, though. Right here, all right?
They play that old-sounding song.
Yeah. Is it any wonder?
Is it any wonder?
Oh, shit, that's good.
Hey, you want to cover that song in October?
Let the song play.
Okay.
No, he's doing so good, though.
You can hear it. It's enough. You look so fine.
Say, I don't know what I'm doing. Now, listen to that.
He doesn't sing all the songs, though, right?
He sings
that one.
He sings that one, which is like one of the more famous ones.
It went viral.
Yeah.
It's Duran Jones. Well, you guys are doing something great music, because I love it, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, like, that's why one of the reasons why I really wanted to come back and, like, you know, talk
about it. He's bad, too, though.
That guy's amazing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He had that old Sarin. Sax soul jazz. Cause Lisa follows this woman that she's really good too.
Her name is Natasha Lee.
Yeah,
Natasha. She's so awesome.
That's the drummer singing that one too. Cause he has a high pitched voice.
So you want to lead it off with a song?
Lead us off? You mean wrap it up with a song? Yeah.
Oh, man. What's your Instagram again?
Our Instagram is Tropa Magica. So at Tropa Magica, TROPAMAGICA. Tropa Magica. Our website is www.tropamagica.com. Y bueno, pues aquí estamos con Felipe Esparza in Burbank.
What's up, Fusha? Rodrigo Torres. Follow him at Rodrigo Torres Jr. Everywhere you can find Rodrigo Torres Jr.
Don't forget.
You want to book him, Google him first.
May
14th. And you can find him information. You know what? If you Google yourself, all your photos pop up.
Life Art Center, Riverside, California, 8 p.m.
If that show you're doing over there, does that go to the theater or you're making a little bit of money?
We split half.
But see, you're doing a good thing, bro. Yeah,
with the
you're not trying to rob people.
Hell nah, fool.
At least, you know, that's like,
I've never done
I'm
a fundraiser.
I'm not charity
paid,
work, but you're doing,
but
you know,
back to the community.
You're helping
the
out.
Community, yes.
Dude, like, dude, there's a bunch of
that's the way you do it. You're giving
there,
back.
Dude.
Anybody, man, go May support 14th. Rodrigo Torres. June 14th?
May 14th.
May 14th.
Riverside, at the downtown Life Art Center building.
It's a real nice place, man. And you know what? And then afterwards, go smoke our Rodrigo and take him to fucking Monty's, bro.
I still haven't been there. I heard the shakes.
That's a delicious shake.
Very Riverside. Close to the Riverside one.
All
right. You'll get there when they're closing.
Yeah, but I've never been there.
You'll
get the shit.
After the show, you'll get there when they're closing, bro, and they give you all the tater tots.
I think they gave us the tater tots because we tipped them fat.
There you go, man.
We tipped them fat because I felt bad we were coming when they were closing.
No tater tots.
They gave
tipping.
Us extras.
Yeah, man.
It's not about the he's and the ha-ha.
I'm saying
God's shout out to Mad Men.
Life Art Center. May 14th.
Yeah. Renee, you got to scoot up to be in the shot. Yeah.
You got heard of Los Relámpagos? It's a Tropa Mágica right here. You done?
We're going to do a little cumbia for y'all.
¿Cuál de todos?
See the...
up, dog?
Well, fuck.
No, sir.
You need art lessons. You guys need to learn to stay still. he needs art lessons.
Hey, we're turning around, dude.
Saquen las chelas, ya sabemos que es domingo y sabemos que
es lunes.
Es lunes.
It feels
like a Sunday because we
fuck
got
yeah,
back in the
truck. It feels weird, dog. It doesn't feel like a Monday.
Don't move the chain.
Yeah. No, is it gonna break?
It's gonna break.
Right, we gotta finish the water bottle. It has to be empty.
Keep vamping.
Oh, actually, with the if you clink it on this, it'll sound cooler. You want to do the percussion with this one? We're like bite size.
Let me show you. You can make one of these.
Oh, shit, bro. That's
it.
There you go.
Don't put it too loud. To neck too close to the mic, though.
He's gonna chiropractor's off his aim.
Timbalera, baila conmigo este sol. Timbalera, esta es la cumbia del sol. Timbalera, baila conmigo este sol. Timbalera, esta es la cumbia del sol. Esta es la cumbia del sol. El horizonte se va a aclarar.
Let's be a bottle.
Todo el mundo quiere bailar. Pues la cumbia, cumbia del sol.
Over it, do a verse over it.
What?
Do a verse, like sing something, improvise it.
He's gotta focus on the beat.
Gotta focus on the beat, gotta focus on the fast lady.
Just focus.
You got it.
My God.
Are
you ready?
No, dude, I'm not ready.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something.
No, I got nothing.
Talk about Universal Studios. Just kind of sing it like this. It'll be like, la da la, da da ba da da. Even if you rap it, kind of, it'll sound cool.
You do it first. I'll follow you.
So if I were to do something, it'll be like...
Yo, hola, mi gente. Aquí estamos en el Felipe Esparza Podcast and con Rodrigo Torres. What's up, Food Podcast?
El directo del Ohio, por favor. Ritmo, uno, dos, tres.
Some cumbia provided by Tropa
Marica.
Get you.
Me gusta comer. Me gusta comer Frosted Flakes en la mañana, en la noche.
Por la mañana.
Por la mañana. Cada mañana que me levanto, me tomo pinole.
¿Y en la tarde qué comes?
Tacos de organics, LA.
Y frijoles todo el día.
Frijoles todo el día. Como tortilla, como pan.
¿Te gusta piloncillo?
No, pero Rodrigo le gusta sentarse el piloncillo.
¿Sabes cuál es el otro nombre para piloncillo?
No sé.
Panocha.
Panocha, brown sugar.
Yeah, panocha.
You know what panocha means?
Yes, piloncillo. Brown sugar. Sugar.
Somebody just said they're too high for this.
Ae, timbalera, baila conmigo este sol. Ae, timbalera, esta es la cumbia del sol. Ae, timbalera, baila conmigo este sol. Dale primavera, es de la cumbia del sol. Da la cumbia, cumbia del sol. El horizonte se va a aclarar. Todo el mundo quiere bailar. Es la cumbia, cumbia del sol.
Hey, he's gonna pick up the accordion with the little whistle.
Melodica.
Melodica.
Ahí les viene el vampiro.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Oh, 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 oh. What's Up Food Podcast. We're here with the What's Up Food Podcast. Check us out every Wednesday. Unless we're real busy, we'll check it live. Tropa Magica. Follow them at Tropa Magica. Also, I don't know if they said yes or not, we'll be performing at the October 4th Microsoft Theater with us. Hopefully, Rodrigo Torres will be there. The host with the most.
It's in Los Angeles, October 4th.
The host
4th.
With the most. With the Spice Grinders. God damn it. People always come back and buy the Spice Grinders. Me voy a la casa. Ya se acabó, se acabó, se acabó el show.
A fumar
con Tropa Magica. No puedo porque está mi sobrina ya. Dame un toque para la otra. A mí me gusta la coca. Cuando voy al ATM,
no sabía, güey.
Sale el que es como popote.
Frosted Flakes. Me gusta Frosted Flakes.
Yes. What's up, boo? Thank you. Shout out to Aaron from All Things Comedy, The Wheels of Steel.
You guys are awesome, dog.
Awesome.